So I'm pushing record now.
Okay.
Maybe I should do an intro first.
I think you probably should.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, welcome to a spine-tingling new episode of Guess What? You're Wrong, with your host, Big D. That's right, folks. The spooky season has arrived, and we're not clowning around. This year, we're delving headfirst into the eerie world of clown-based horror. So, whether you're a seasoned horror enthusiast or just a curious soul looking for a thrill, fasten your seatbelts because we're about to take you on a chilling ride through the carnival of nightmares. So grab your grease paint, your oversized shoes, and your funny nose if you dare, because beneath the painted smiles and colorful costumes lies a world of darkness and suspense. Join us as we unravel the mysteries, confront the fears, and explore the twisted minds behind these macabre entertainers. Now grab a front row seat and prepare for a twisted, terrifying, and utterly thrilling experience. Welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the podcast that proves in the world of horror your worst nightmares might just be right around the corner.
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned.
It was a night like any other night. Then, something happened.
Did you see that?
Something different.
It's no shooting star.
Why here? Why now? Why clowns? They've been knocking them dead all over the universe.
What are you gonna do? Knock my block off?
Soon they'll be doing it at a theater near you.
Killer clowns from outer space.
Maybe they're just cruising through the galaxy and stopped here for a bite to eat.
You don't need a police, pal. You need a psychiatrist.
Uh-oh.
They want to play games? They're messing with the wrong guy.
What are you in for?
Killer clowns from outer space. It's crazy.
Hello and welcome back to another crazy and wackadoo episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now today starts off the spooky season with some clown-based horror. And as I said before, we're doing all clown-based horror on the regular episodes this season. There are going to be some bonus episodes that are coming out on Fridays and such like that. But on Mondays, on the regular episodes, when they come out, they're all going to be clown-based horror. We're going to kick this... Shit, I don't even know. What would you call it? We're going to kick off this crazy wicked clowns. Wicked clowns. Woop, woop. We're going to kick this off with killer clowns from outer space. That's right. And we have Christine along for the ride.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
You doing okay?
I'm doing great.
You got something going on with that hair there, though. I see that. You look kind of like a 90s Alanis Morissette. Telling you. All right, let's go ahead and get this movie. Are you ready for this movie? So this... Whoa.
That was great.
All right, let me open up this movie here. Let's get this started. Because I am wanting to see this damn movie. Where's it at?
I don't know.
Here it is. Here we go. I don't know if you're ready for this.
Oh, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, let's check this out. Chiodo Brothers production. Starring Grant Kramer. Suzanne Snyder.
I think she's the chick with the spicy brains.
You think so?
Yeah.
Royal Dano. Maybe that's the chick with the spicy brains. Peter LaCassi and Michael Siegel. Whatever the fuck is. Officer Mooney and John Vernon. Here we go. I like this song, dude. Tell me this song is this not awesome. Into a video game, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the video game.
Really?
Yeah. I'll buy it, just like I bought the Friday the 13th and the Evil Dead. And they got a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game coming out as well.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do you get to be Leatherface?
I'm not sure.
That would be cool if you were.
So yeah, you're right. Suzanne Snyder, who plays Debbie Stone in this movie, is the Spicy Brains girl.
Yeah. Wow. Never see her as anything else, honestly.
So every time you see her, you're going to be like, man, she got some spicy brains. All right, so that there is John Vernon as Officer Mooney.
He's kind of a jerk in this movie.
Oh, yeah. You see this?
Yes, I do.
It's apple pie, baby. Apple pie.
Is it apple pie? My dad gave me apple pie in China 1 year. Wasn't that strong. See, look, it's the spicy brains girl.
Oh, that's a spicy apple pie there. Look at that.
Yeah.
See, now, I don't know, when you were growing up, did they have ice cream trucks and stuff like that?
Yes, of course. I grew up in that.
All decorated up like that? But I know you're kind of a youngin.
Yeah. They used to have come by Mom's old house. They would come by like a few days a week.
The lick a stick. So this guy drives up the ice cream truck. At, like, make out point.
Yep.
So.
You don't want any ice cream. Daddy.
Wow. Wow. Uh-oh.
There we go.
Got the women's in the back of the truck.
Yep.
And they got the hefty women in the back of the truck.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Boy, she's got that bomb pop in her mouth, doesn't she?
She does. I guarantee you they did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they did. There's spicy brains for you.
Yeah.
So this must be Grant Kramer here, who plays Mike Tobacco.
I've never seen him in anything else. Did he add anything else?
What a name, Mike Tobacco. Oh, let's see here. He's got a South Jersey horror podcast he does. Oh, that's kind of cool. I ought to check that out. He's in Willy's Wonderland, who actually is, what's the guy's name? Nick Cage is in Willy's Wonderland, I believe.
Okay.
Looks like he's in a bunch of B movies here, is pretty much all it is, really.
Yeah.
And there we have The Comet. Shooting star or something.
Something across there. Red. They're going to go with. Oh, well, he's got one of these guys.
Oh, look at him. Royal Dano as Farmer Gene Green.
Why do they always have one of these guys in these types of movies?
Because they're funny. So this guy here thinks it's Halley's Comet that has crashed.
Yeah. Kind of nuts.
And he's going to do. Now, this is kind of reminiscent of Creepshow. Have you ever seen Creepshow?
Yes, I was getting ready to say that.
Yeah, where Stephen King plays that outback redneck guy in the woods.
Yep.
Goes up to get the comet. Yeah.
Goes into the tub and he's just like a
spreads everywhere
pile of grass or a big plant.
So he's got like a, I don't know what kind of car is that, but he's got an inflatable raft in the back, and they were like making out and stuff in the inflatable raft.
I've never done that.
Yeah, neither have I. Kind of odd.
What in the blue place is this person doing in these cars?
So this guy sees something streak across the sky, which he thought was Halley's Comet.
Yeah.
Right. And then he follows because he wants to get rich. He wants to dig this thing up. He wants to have tourists and all that. He wants to get rich. And
yeah.
He goes out in the woods here and he sees circus set up. And he's excited because he loves the circus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd be that excited.
I don't think I'd be that excited too if that came out of like the air.
Yeah, because you just saw something crash and you're trying to hunt. Yeah. Yeah, kind of peculiar, bub.
I forget. Green. Did they take the dog, too, or they leave him?
We're about to find out. Oh, there's one right there. Oh,
look at that.
Oh, they caught the dog.
They got the doggy.
His name was Pooh Bear.
Yeah. Bear?
Well, Pooh Bear's... What in tarnation's going on here? Oh, yeah, bub. I don't think it's going to turn out too well for him.
What the hell?
I don't think you will, dude. Now, Christine, when was the first time you remember seeing this movie?
Oh, man. I think I was maybe 16, something like that. I didn't see it till later.
Look at this. I remember, when did this come out originally? I don't even remember. Let me see. So this Killer Clowns from Outer Space came out in 1988. So chances are, I probably saw this when it first came out.
Yeah. You know, that guy kind of looks like a clown with his hair. Not Mooney, but the other dude.
Yeah, that was the 80s, man. You know, we all had wacky-doo hair back then. And I had more hair, you know. Yeah, we had Flock of Seagulls hair and all that kind of good stuff.
Flock of Seagulls hair. Robert Smith hair.
The big old, oh, yeah. Ah, that was the thing. Remember the hair I used to have, right?
Yeah.
Down? I used to have some really long hair. I was a hippie back in the day.
Hippie?
Well, hippie hair anyway.
Hippie hair.
So that's Dave Hansen. Officer Dave Hansen, played by John Allen Nelson. Like, all right. We're moving right along here.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy. So, you know, this movie, the $2 million budget for this movie went primarily on production costs. All the special effects and the clown makeup and everything.
Uh-huh.
Was done by the filmmakers on set there.
Oh, wow.
For very little bit of cost. And I think you can tell, but it still looks good.
Ooh. Now they're going to go check it out.
Because it's a circus.
Yeah, everybody thinks in town. It's kind of like ICP's kind of circus.
Well, speaking of ICP, the Insane Clown Posse sampled dialogue from this film for the Staleness song on their 2002 Joker card, The Wraith, Shangri-La.
Oh, crap.
Whoa, whoa.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, wicked clowns.
Yeah.
We'd like to say what's up, too.
I like the little tiny one. He's so cute. I feel bad for him, and then he gets his revenge, so that's great to watch. Remember the little clown?
Look what else I got. A little bit of
White Lightning.
European Circus Fantastique.
It sounds like them. That fried up.
Yeah. Wow. So they're sneaking around inside this Wicked Clown's circus tent. And she's got spicy brains.
Yeah.
There we go. What's behind door number one?
She didn't find out.
Yeah, push on the button. So they come into this room here, and there's three doors. Green. Red. Oh, well, this one opened up, sucked him right in, the green one. Well, look at that. It's behind that door. A pit leading to nothingness.
Her hair's blowing, so it's...
There's something there. Oh, look at that. It's a Tesla coil.
Cool.
Or a Tesla ball. Something like that. I don't know what it's called. I'm not Bill Nye, the science guy here. I don't know what this stuff's called. Come on.
Well, you know it keeps doing that. Now, let's go through another one. Oh, here we go. Here's come...
100.
One of them.
So... They come back out of that doorway, and they've made this old spicy brains here. But now they're going into the pink door.
Yeah.
She made this conclusion that they're inside the shooting star.
Yeah.
So, and there is cotton candy eggs, it looks like, right?
Is it pop? Yeah, cotton candy.
Would you walk into this circus tent in the middle of the woods?
I don't think so. Not if it flew from the sky. Would you?
I might.
Well, I won't go alone, so.
Well, I'd make sure that, of course, I had my weapon with me. But I for sure would go in there, I think. Okay. Well, good old Spicy Brains there does not believe in UFOs, but she believes they're trapped in one.
Yes.
Right now.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Cotton candy with a bloody face behind it. Surprise. All right. Do you even know what these clowns' names are?
No.
Do they have names? Let me see.
I don't think they have any names.
They have to. They have to. I'm looking it up now.
Okay.
Don't sass me.
I would never dream of doing that.
Because I'll give you the Slavowitz. Whoa. Here we go.
What the hell was that?
So they got a gun that shoots popcorn. Now, did you know that they recently started selling those guns? You can buy those guns now and fill them with popcorn to shoot popcorn out of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My God. Look at this.
What's he making?
A doggy. Now watch. It's alive.
Nice. I'm still trying to find out if these clowns have names.
I don't think so.
I'm sure I'll get a message or an email calling me a retard saying, hey, they do have names. And here they are, retard. It's happened before.
And they killed the little dog. Oh, no.
Yeah, so they have, well, there's quite a few clowns here.
Right? There are a lot.
That one there is Rudy. The one with the red hair is Rudy, it looks like.
Okay.
Well, I missed him.
Oh, here we go.
That's Rudy, I believe. Rudy the Clown.
He must be the leader.
And good old green hair there is Jumbo, the killer clown. Not to be confused. Yeah. Oh, see, there's a bunch of them there. So we have Jumbo. The one with the red spiked hair is Spiky. Of course, the fat one is Fatso.
Fatso.
The short one is Shorty. This one with orange hair, it looks like his name is Bibbo. And that's about it. I'm not going to go through all these clown names because there's a lot of them.
Sure.
Just don't ever confuse any one of these clowns with Violet J.
From the Dark Lotus.
I haven't heard that album in a long time.
It's a good album.
Ooh, apple pie is kicking.
Wow, look at those.
Look at that.
He's as big as that thing. Look at this.
So he sits in front of a drugstore here where they have this gorilla that's waving back and forth in that moo-moo. And the clown there, I don't remember his name, but he decides to sit there and do the same thing. Fools these girls as they run into the dollar or the drugstore.
That's funny. I did that one Halloween. I was a witch and I acted like I wasn't real. I was making like short movements like I was a robot. And then people would get up right on me, and I'd, like, freak them out, start laughing. It was fun.
So we have Mike and Debbie go to the police because, you know, they got into the carnival circus, the clown circus spaceship. And they're at the police station. They're trying to convince the police that there's something going on. Good old Spicy Brains there.
She knows there's something going on.
Yeah, but the cops don't believe her. Of course. I mean, come on. If you came in, a couple of kids come in, hey, there's something out there, clowns and cotton candy, egg sacks. Yeah, would you believe them?
I don't know. Probably not.
That's why I would go into the circus tent to find out for myself and bring one back with me, preferably dead.
Yeah, you can't bring them. They'll bring you back to their lair.
Yep.
The clowns, he calls them. The clowns take over.
See, it's officially sweater weather up here now.
Is it? It's not here, but I'm still wearing a sweatshirt.
It was 59 degrees this morning when I woke up.
Ooh, nice.
Beautiful out.
It was 91 today.
Outside. Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry.
It definitely sucks.
See, this morning, I took TJ outside with a cup of coffee, threw the ball. It was nice out.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, here we go with the little puppet show.
So you come to a gazebo in a park. There's a little puppet theater set up.
Yeah.
You might as well give it a watch, right? Might be interesting. Might be cool.
Look at that.
Puppet's wanting to make it.
She's like, no.
See, now you notice this puppet's got green hair. The other one's got pink hair. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, that was reserved for the alternative people.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. And the puppet's gone. But nowadays, everybody's got pink, green, blue, purple. Everybody kind of here.
Oh.
Spiky.
Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you're cotton candy, dude.
And it automatically wraps them up in a cotton candy cocoon. That's pretty cool.
That is kind of cool. This poor guy does not know what to think of them.
You know what? I need to put together one of these costumes. I want to be one of these clowns for Halloween, Christmas. Maybe Christmas too. I don't know. Who knows?
Christmas. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Could be. You never know. This guy's just destroying the whole store.
Yeah. Not being a very good consumer, is he?
No. You're supposed to buy that stuff and use it. Because you don't need it. Wow. So the truth comes out. Lock him up.
There you go.
Half-naked woman.
Oh, there's Fatso. And there's, what was his name?
Remember.
The little one, Shorty.
Look at that. And she's cotton candy. Oh, she's in a cotton candy. Well, they're just going door to door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. No.
You know, for those clown prosthetics and the masks and everything to be made up on set by the producers, I think they look pretty darn good.
They do. They really, really do.
Let's look up some more trivia from this movie here.
Okay.
See if I can find anything interesting. Ooh. She's got spicy brains.
Yes. Spicy brains. I still think she was stupid in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
Well, you got to look at the times in the 80s, in horror movies specifically, there was a lot of stupid women. And I think it shows the time, because you don't find that stuff too much in horror movies today.
No. He's putting shaving cream on his face.
So now they're experimenting with all these beauty products here. Look at that. What was this guy's name? The green-haired one? I'm going to have to pull this back up again.
Because he's a little tiny one. He even sounds like a tiny one. He sounds like he's got helium.
Yeah, it's Shorty. Shoddy. Saw Joe Lombardo dead, shoddy. What the hell does shoddy mean?
Shorty.
Yeah, but a lot of rappers used to use that in their songs all the time. It doesn't have any meaning.
Yeah, it means shorty.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's dumb. That's just plain dumb.
I like this part.
Look at this. Shorty.
Because those bikers are assholes.
Rolling up on his little bicycle. Yeah. Clown bicycle.
Aw.
They done messed with the wrong clown. Yes.
Do I get to beep the horn? I hate when that happens.
Oh, dicks.
That's why I said they're assholes. They broke his bike and now he's going to cry. Then he's like, put up your dukes. Put up your dukes.
Here we go.
Getting ready to get his revenge right now. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Wow, literally punched his. That's a Jason Voorhees move right there. And of course, they all leave. No.
He's laughing.
Look at his ears. You see his ears twitching?
Yeah.
And this is, who was this guy's name?
Fatso, I think.
Jumbo.
Oh, Jumbo.
Jumbo is a big fat one with the red hair.
He's got green hair.
Yeah, that's Jumbo.
Oh, okay.
Jumbo's got the green hair.
Should I come outside?
Yeah, this is why you teach your kids not to go with strangers, especially strange clowns.
Right?
Come on. How do you think I became a juggalo? I followed a strange clown. That's how it happens. Ask Spode. He knows.
What is a juggalo? I don't know.
Uh-oh. Jumbo's mad.
Yeah.
Look at those teeth. And now, you know, that's not the type of clown. I don't know.
That would scare me, honestly.
I like clowns, right? I like clowns. I always have. Even before I started listening to Psychopathic Records.
Yeah.
Always liked clowns. These clowns here. If I saw them being like, hey, come to my circus, bub. Come on. I'd be like, hell no.
I don't like clown puppets.
Well, you're just weird.
Now, ever since Poltergeist.
That makes them even cooler.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. No, actually, a buddy of mine, Joel, I think he has that clown from Poltergeist.
Oh, my God.
Pretty tight. I'm going to have to get me one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that clown from Poltergeist in one of these days when the kids are sleeping. I'm going to set it in their room.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little voice box behind it just so when they wake up, all you hear is... You know what freak them out? That's Cotton Candy.
Yeah.
Cotton Candy. You ever heard that song from Ice Speak Cotton Candy?
Of course I have.
You dirty bird. Look at that.
There's some crack.
So the whole interior of the truck is filled with cotton candy.
I guess.
No, not that kind of cotton candy. The real cotton candy from the Killer Clowns. Jeez, dirty mind.
Right. I don't understand why they're just leaving them.
What would you do?
I don't know. I'd probably, if I was one of the clowns from outer space, I'd probably...
Yeah, back to your ship. Whoa. One thing I would probably do, when I opened this car door and saw all of this cotton candy, I would think, you know what? I got kids at home. I'd grab a bag and I'd fill it up with cotton candy. That'd probably be a bad move, because that's probably not the cotton candy you want them to eat.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, here we go.
Mooney.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Clowns. Wicked clowns.
From outer space. They're killer clowns from outer space.
For space.
They may be wicked. We just don't know. My guess is that they are.
He's drinking Jack.
Tennessee Sour Mash. Because he doesn't have a real drink.
No. He doesn't have any shine.
Oh, wow. Phone's ringing off the hook at the police station. What's going on? Everybody's having problems.
Yeah. With clowns, like, he's been warned, and he just doesn't listen to anything because he's a stubborn ass.
Truth. You want to play games? You're messing with the wrong guy. Look at this. Yeah.
Is he on a little motorcycle?
No, I think he is just, like, sitting down, and he's got headlights on his knees or something like that. He doesn't have a car or nothing. But it was enough to drive this guy off the road and make him crash into Crick.
Yeah, job well done.
See, I need this costume in my life. I do. I need that costume in my life.
You need that costume. You should probably look it up online. I bet they have it.
Well, you know, I do have a friend of mine who is a seamstress, and she is a costume designer, and she makes that kind of stuff. So I might hit her up. Oh, I'm going to get some spicy brain. No, never mind. Hopes were crushed. But there's popcorn on the floor.
And this is why I don't like going to the toilet without looking first.
Well, look, the popcorn is crawling across the floor.
I know. How do you not notice that?
So this town is obviously circus obsessed, because now they got a big top burger.
Yeah.
And he just reaches in. So this is Jumbo. Is that Jumbo?
Is it? Yeah, with the green hair? Yes.
Yeah.
It's Jumper.
So he reaches in, grabs a big handful of this popcorn, and sprinkles it in the trash.
A big top burger.
What effect is that going to have in the trash?
Oh, you'll see.
So this is lame here, because they've got a whole shower scene here with Debbie Stone, Suzanne Snyder, and this is 80s horror. Come on.
Yeah. You're looking for some boobies. It's a B-rated movie,
yeah,
too, so there should be something.
Look at this guy.
It's like, what is that noise in there? Let me find out.
Okay, so this guy, worker from Big Top Burger, why would you? Okay, so the clown sprinkles some popcorn in there, and this guy goes out to throw their trash away, and hears a noise. So instead of just lifting the lid and taking a peek inside, he lifts the lid and, like, crawls halfway in. Then he gets pulled the rest of the way in.
Yep. Oh, here we go. This is the cool thing.
There you go. Aw, little old lady.
Yeah. There we go. Little bunny rabbit.
Shadow puppets. It's doing pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Nice bun bun. That's what my kids, and we call them bun buns.
Bun buns.
Oh, an elephant.
What about that one?
Elefante. That's Spanish, by the way.
Is it elefante?
I don't know. It sounded good. What you making now? Oh, wow.
A ship. It's the...
That's the George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Yes.
Well, nice.
Oh, right there.
Ooh.
Now there's a lady dancing.
Kill him.
Wait till he does something. What is what he says.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a T-Rex. Look at that.
And
the shadow and the shadow puppet actually takes them all and swallows all the...
Yeah.
So now he has them and he puts them in the popcorn bag. Nice. Okay. Wow. And just like that, he jumps out of the way like Superman.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're like, where did he go? He went straight up.
And there he is, Mooney.
Officer Mooney. Or what is it? Lieutenant Mooney?
That's something Mooney. I don't know. Sheriff.
Sergeant.
He's a police officer. He's the teeth of the state. They enforce laws. They serve and protect those that make the laws, not you and I.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know if you could really tell them the truth.
The Terenzi brothers.
Yes.
Hey, Christine.
Yeah.
You know, there ain't no time for bad shine. You know that, right?
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
When I come to visit, I'm going to drink some of that moonshine.
If I have any.
You will.
I'll have to buy some.
Well, you already made candy corn shine, right? Or
yeah, I had to throw that out. I left it set. It was good, but I left it set out. I should have refrigerated it.
Oh.
I left it set out, and it kind of didn't go. It didn't turn out too bad in the end. I'm going to try it again, but I'm going to refrigerate it when it's done. When it was first done, that stuff was tasty. Wow.
It did. It tasted like candy corn?
Yeah, just like candy corn. And I love some candy corn.
I like candy corn, too.
Good stuff.
Really good stuff.
So there's two people out there in the world. There's people that like candy corn, and then there's people that are just wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Did they just touch each other's nipples?
Well, yeah, because they were, I don't know what the hell they were doing. They were talking about, while I was talking, I heard somebody say something about big boobs, and I was like, what? I don't know. So Mooney's just letting the phones ring off the hook here.
Yeah, he's just being a total asshole.
He's lighting up a cigar, and he's like, yeah, I'll teach you guys a lesson.
I'm just going to sit back.
But everybody's calling in because they're getting attacked by clowns.
Yes. Oh, here we go.
Here we are, and this guy is, this is Jumbo.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
That face is just kind of scary.
Ooh, he made it.
Uh-oh.
Flowers. Oh, Jumbo bought Mooney. Uh-oh. Squirting flowers. Oldest trick in the book. Look at that.
He deserves that. He's a dick.
You want to play games?
Play games. Let's play games.
Turn around. All I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. You know what that's from?
No.
Good. You don't need to.
What is it from?
He handcuffed him, and his hand, clown hands.
His hands came off.
Hand clowns came off, or clown hands just came right off.
Yeah? Shut up.
Ice.
He doesn't care if you have a gun.
Look at that. He's got no hands. Oh, boy. He's got new hands.
Yeah, he's got new hands. Yeah.
So, Mooney, you think this clown is actually just going to get right in the cell and everything's going to be cool?
Yeah, it's going to be all hunky-dory.
We've got a couple of punks that are...
Oh, dude. He just turned his whole head around.
Mooney decided to hit him in the back of the head with his light. His big old flashlight.
He's a dick.
And Jumbo just kind of turned his head around. Ooh.
There we go.
Knocks Mooney out. Look at that. One of those little... What are those things, those little noisemakers you'd blow on them? That's what he had, yep. And it was actually a hand that grabbed Mooney, yanked him against the bars, and knocked him out. Oh, we got more shower scene. I'm going to get a peek. No.
Nothing.
But the popcorn is brewing, so hey, we got something there.
Something is moving in hamper.
Okay, so now we cut back to the police station. Crescent Cove. That's the city they're in. Crescent Cove. Nice.
Here we go.
And... So this was Hanson, Officer Hanson, right? Yeah. Look at that.
Yep.
Clown shoe footprints on the floor.
Oh, here we go. They're screwed. They don't have any weapons against them until they figure out later how to kill them.
Yep. He's out here looking for Mooney.
Look at the clown prints all over.
Cotton candy everywhere. Inside the... Now, this is inside the jail cell, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to find Mooney?
No.
What the hell is that? So
you don't remember this scene?
No. So that's the punks.
Yeah, that was one of the guys that Rudy brought in.
Yeah, Punk One, who was Aaron McIntyre, and Punk Two, who was played by Danny Kovacs. Little shout out there.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, look at that. Jumbo is on the scene. And there's Mooney. Oh, that's right. He's like a ventriloquist dummy. Where's his hand? So we have Jumbo the Clown using Mooney as a ventriloquist dummy.
Yes.
My question is his hand through his back or is it up his ass?
Up his back.
I don't know. It's a big hand. If it went up his ass, it'd probably be bloody too.
Yeah. You really think it was up his ass?
I know. Ask him if you could smell his hand real quick. Wow, Oh, right in the nose.
Yep, there we go.
Shot his big old fat clown nose right off his face, and guess what happens? He dies. Shoot him in the nose. Yeah.
Why doesn't he tell him how to kill him?
I don't know.
I think that's kind of stupid on his part.
Yeah.
Calling all a clown.
This is Joe. There you go. Look at that big old clown on top of that. Yeah, popcorn guns. That's kind of cool. I'm going to get one of them popcorn guns. You know, if I owned an ice cream truck, it might not turn out too well.
No, look at this.
So they're having a whole parade. Yeah. They're having a whole parade and all these clowns just gathering up.
Like all this cotton candy.
Cotton candy cocoons. People inside of them. Look at that.
Yeah.
They're just sucking them up there with that big old parade float.
Whatever that thing is.
You know what I would wonder is, what if you wanted to join them? Oh, cotton candy in a...
I don't think that's a choice.
What if you're just like, hey, you know, woo woo, what up, ninja? And they're like, hey, come on.
What up, juggalo?
Oh, she's dressed already. Damn spicy brains. Here, popcorn, talking.
Yep.
Look at that. Oh.
Look at this.
And her, oh, come on, dude. That's a nice looking sweater, and you just ruined it.
I'm going to eat it. Spray him with hairspray.
Well, the 80s was the decade for hairspray.
Yes.
You know, Aquanet.
Yeah.
Look at that.
This is why.
Jeez. Well, I think living in Florida, you'd probably look in a toilet because you don't want a snake or something to come out and bite you in the ass.
Yeah, no. Moccasins, whatever.
What's going on here? Okay. All right, so she gets out. They ruined her sweater. That's a nice looking sweater, too. Damn it. They're mimicking voices now, you bastards.
Wicked clowns. They're like, we got you. Jump.
There he is.
She's got like little moccasin boots on.
Look at that.
Spicy brains.
You know what?
How can she breathe in that? You would think she would automatically pass out from being in a ball.
Yes, I was right. I was just thinking about this. ICP, the Insane Clown Posse, had an album, a series of albums that they put out in a tour that they used to go on called The Wicked Clowns from Outer Space.
Really?
Yeah. And I used to have that. Boy, that was some time ago. Wow.
I don't understand how she can breathe in there. They didn't cotton candy her.
No, they put her in this balloon or something. It looks like a big balloon.
Yeah. All in
time. Whoa, slow down with your drinking there, girl.
It's just ginger ale.
That little clown mobile is flying.
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Idiots.
What happened to their girls? Did they have to bring them home?
I don't know. They got Debbie.
Get in the truck now. I was feeling a little queasy.
So they're chasing them down. The police car is wrecked. So they jump into the ice cream truck and they're chasing down the clowns to the crazy house. An ice cream truck. Look at that. They're going to step inside and see the great Malenko.
Yeah.
Maybe play a little bit with the riddle box. Look at that.
Watch how many of them get out of there.
Well, it's a typical clown car. That was one of the things at circuses was you have a little car show up and all these clowns get out.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, look at that
guy. Big old one. Look at that.
Yeah.
And they keep coming. And this little security guard here, this security guard guy, all he wanted to do was eat his sandwich.
Yep.
He was pulling out a sandwich to have some lunch, and they all got cream pies. Look at that.
Yeah, they're going to get them.
What are you going to do with those pies?
But something in them is bad, though, because it kills them.
Oh, great. How are you going to make pies evil? Come on, man.
Right? That's not good.
Pies are like, I love pie.
I do, too.
Cherry pie, apple pie, blueberry pie, strawberry rhubarb
chocolate
pie, coconut cream pie, hair pie, all kinds of pie.
Hair pie, really?
What? Why would you say a thing like that, dirty bird?
You're a dirty birdie.
Look at that. Don't taste it.
It's not ice cream.
Don't taste it. So my question is, that melted ice cream melted that security guard. Why, when he stuck his finger in it and tried it, didn't melt his finger off?
I don't know. That's a very interesting question.
Inquiring minds want to know. So we have Officer Hansen along with Mike Tobacco and the brothers here, the ice cream truck brothers, going through. Wow, look at that.
That is a cool.
But they went to the actual circus, though, right? They didn't go to the clown tent, the spaceship. This is actually like a circus grounds, right? So this is actually like a clown house, a house of horrors type of deal.
Yeah, that's what I said. What are the house of horrors?
Are you correcting me on my own podcast? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
This makes me want to listen to ICP.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
Wow. If this episode wasn't so shortcoming, this is recording this episode. And it's actually going to come out next coming Monday.
Oh, cool.
If it wasn't so shortcoming, I would try and reach out to them and see if I can get an intro bumper for them. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be awesome. There's a red button.
Push it.
Somebody push it. Push the red button.
Yeah, he's going to. Look at that.
I'd be curious, too.
Is this Paul or Rich?
What's funny? Did you hear smoking?
Yeah. Oh, into a ball.
Ball pit. Yeah.
Those things are filthy.
I can imagine.
Kids rolling around on the things all day, spit, snot, piss, shit, food, all kinds of stuff in those ball pits, and they're nasty. Especially these ones.
Do they
because
ever get cleaned out?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, these some
the brown sisters.
Look at that. And her
that.
Boobs are growing.
Yes.
We got some female clowns here. Okay. Her boobs kind of blew up like balloons.
They were balloons.
How do you know?
Because you can see it through the shirt.
Don't judge her.
They were balloons.
So they go to the pink door. Well, they know the green door, right, leads to the engine room, I'm guessing. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And this room here leads to the cafeteria, maybe? Is this
candy.
Popcorn popping, cotton candy, cocoons everywhere.
Now they're looking for the balloons or the balls or whatever.
Jesus. Come on, dude. A little bit of gun safety there.
They don't even care. They just want to get her and get her out. Oh, here we go.
What's this guy's name? Let's look this guy up. I had this guy pulled up. Ah, hell. I think I lost it. Yeah, I lost it.
He just has a fat butt. He doesn't really have a fat gut. He's like a really big butt. Or no, a really big stomach.
Hey, I like big butts and I do not lie.
You cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny. I'm just saying.
Walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Ooh. Is this Fatso? Does he have purple little? That's Fatso.
That's Fatso.
I think that's Fatso. It's either Fatso or Chubby. There's two of them there.
And he's using his special clown straw.
The silly straw.
The silly straw.
That's what they used to be called, right? Silly straws.
I think.
Now, did he just jab this silly straw into one of these cocoons and start sucking out blood?
Yes.
So the cocoons are basically, they basically break down the body, right? And put it into like a gelatinous goo so that way these clowns can suck it up for sustenance.
Yeah.
Interesting. I might try that someday.
They're vampire clowns from outer space.
Whoa. Don't be mixing genres here. All right. They don't have fangs and they like garlic. Come on.
But they're sucking blood. So, I mean.
Well, is it really blood or is it just putrefied flesh that's been melted down? Get a knife. Get a knife.
It's gross. Just kind of shoot it.
Wow. Ooh, and it worked. They popped the big old balloon. And good old...
And they got Spicy Brains.
Spicy Brains falls out. Look at that. With her ruined sweater. Man, that was a good sweater. I would have liked to have that sweater.
Want to have that sweater?
I mean, if it was made for unisex or, you know, for men. Well, maybe I'll just wear it and...
be a woman for a day.
Look, be whatever you want to be, Christine.
I know.
I want to be a clown. Smashed right in the
You're
nose.
Already a
juggalo. Whoa, whoa. I got the tattoos to prove that.
Yes, you do.
So they all get into the... There's a fireman's pole that goes down.
Oh, yep. There she goes.
Yeah, just go.
Shoot him in the nose.
Oh, Fatso. Why? Not Fatso.
Yeah, and he shot Fatso.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Do not keep anyone down.
The hell was that? That was not a clown.
That was, I don't know, some kind of beast. Oh, look at this. Everything's... Everything's fucked up. It's like a fun house now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the House of Horrors.
Wait a minute. I thought we had established earlier that they didn't go into the carnival tent that was in the woods. They went to a circus. Are they maybe tied together? Maybe I missed something. I don't know.
I don't know either. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know how it turned into...
Maybe I should stop drinking when I podcast and I... would be able to catch these things as they appear. It's more fun, though. I'm telling you.
Yes. What's that guy? Who's that guy?
I don't know. He's got a fluffy fro, though. Fluffy green fro.
Oh, look at these doors. Another door. Oh, you better watch it. They have their dog after you.
He's not listed. The fluffy green fro guy is not listed. Oh, no. Not a balloon dog. Come on. Those things are vicious.
Yeah.
They're worse than pit bulls.
I've heard.
Well, maybe you should have went into the engine room and destroyed the engine.
Right. They have, like, golf clubs. Oh, no, they have, like, regular clubs.
Those are bats and stuff. Well, they got some golf clubs. Bats and... But they're all decorated all clown style.
Call them juggalo clubs.
That one's got a double-edged axe there.
Yeah.
And almost like that one right there is like a Negan bat almost.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. Lucille.
Oh. The ice cream truck to save the day. I bet nobody had bet on the ice cream truck.
Watch these clowns. These clowns are like, they get...
This is...
They're like, holy shit. They're excited. Oh my God.
So they have cotton candy, cocoon, and balloon ray guns. Acid pies. Of course, mallets, boxing gloves, arms, popcorn bazookas. That's what I want. It's a popcorn bazooka.
Yeah, that one's cool. Oh, here we go.
Now, this is Clownzilla, I think, is getting ready to come on the scene here.
Clownzilla.
Everybody.
They're all, like, running. When the clowns, like, when the killer clowns run, you know, there's something bad coming.
And welcome to the stage, Clownzilla. That's a big old clown there. It's a rented truck. Well, the truck's dead, bub. Sorry. It's time to go.
Yeah, dude. I would have bailed already. There's no way I'd start.
No.
He's breaking that thing. Breaking that. I was going to throw it.
Just throws that truck around like it's nothing.
How did they freaking survive that?
Did they? Maybe it's just, maybe it's clown fire.
They didn't.
Man, Clownzilla kind of sucks. He's kind of a party pooper.
Yeah, he is.
Don't, Debbie, go. You got spicy brains. You got to live. Okay.
Shoot him in the nose.
So, well, that is the clown spaceship right there behind. So maybe they moved it. Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, they had to have moved it.
It did because it moved from the middle of nowhere to the circus, to the actual circus, to kind of, I guess, blend in?
I guess.
Camouflage, baby. It's all camouflage. Oh, look at that. You got a wheel gun, and that's what's going to happen when you run out of bullets. He picks up a big old Ken doll.
Basically, and that thing's spinning, so it's getting ready to leave.
Oh, man, I can't stare at it. It's going to give me a seizure here. Whew.
And now the cops come. Look, it's a big spinning top.
Yeah, it's like a big old top. At least the cops are going to see it as it goes away, right?
Oh, yeah. They were a lot of help.
Aren't they usually a lot of help?
Protect you. Yeah, at first, I didn't think that they were out in that field.
He popped the nose.
That thing is going to explode.
Well, the battle with Clownzilla was kind of a letdown, really.
Yeah, very anticlimactic.
I mean, you would think that the clowns would know that's their weak point, right? Their nose. They should know that. Why not cover it up? Something, I don't know. Well, the clown car makes its arrival. Who's going to come out of the clown car? But the Terenzi brothers, maybe?
Yeah.
Look. No, it's the Popo. It is Officer Hansen.
Dave. Wow.
That's a threesome in the making right there. And there are the brothers.
Were they the Terenzi brothers or something?
Yeah.
Anybody want a dipsicle?
Wow.
They're fighting always.
And it's snowing glitter. No.
How do those not kill them?
Acid pies. Yeah, it should. But it's not over because the clowns got away. They just killed Clownzilla.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, that's the end of the movie there. Interesting. Let's go ahead and cut this feed here. All right, Christine. So we come to the end of Killer Clowns from Outer Space from the glorious year of 1988. Good year.
Really?
Good year. Let me see. 1988, I was 14 years old.
I was 8 years old.
I had something very nice and good happen when I was 14 years old.
I'm sure.
I remember it, but I'm sure she probably doesn't. So we come to the end of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. A good movie, in my opinion. I'm going to go ahead and spill it now. I love this movie. It's fun.
I love the movie, too. It's great.
I wouldn't say that it's like top bar, spectacular cinematography type of movie, but it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch with friends, and it's fun to watch with friends when you have some drinks. This is the type of movie that, for me, it lasts. I've seen this movie several times.
I've seen it a lot, actually. We used to have the actual movie. So
you like the movie?
I love the movie. We used to have it. I used to watch it all the time with Missy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It was one of her favorite movies.
You know, I think the whole thing with their weapons, the clown weapons, how everything that they used was something that you would normally see a clown have, like a circus. Mm-hmm. But they made them weapons. You know, the popcorn gun, the acid pies, all those, the cotton candy. This stuff is awesome. You know, this bit of storytelling here, this is one of the things. I'm definitely going to get this game, and I'm going to dive. I don't play the games too often. I bought Evil Dead, and I think I don't even know how often I played that. Not too often, but
you bought the game Evil Dead?
Yeah, there's an Evil Dead game for PS4 and PS5.
Oh, cool.
It's a good game. It's a really good game. You play Ash. You can play all the different characters and stuff, but it's kind of hard. It's one of those games that you got to play it in order to get the hang of it and be able to get anywhere in it. And I just don't play it often enough. Every now and again, I'll pop it in and play it for an hour or so and turn it off. It's fun. And I'm guessing that the game for Killer Clowns from Outer Space is going to be the same. It's going to be a fun game. You're going to pop it in. You're going to play it for a little bit. There's probably going to be people out there that are going to pop the game in, and they're going to beat it, and they're going to keep playing it over and over and over and over again. That's just not the type of gamer that I am, I got more time. I only got enough time to sit there and play video games all day.
Yeah.
What happens when you get old and you have responsibilities, So.
Yeah.
So about this movie, Christine, what do you like about this movie?
What's not to like? I mean, it's like a circus. And then, if you listen to ICP, I do, it's just cool.
Yep.
Like the House of Horrors, you can actually see it,
Yeah. This is a fun ride. This movie, and it's just a fun ride. And I'm happy and I'm glad that this is the opening movie for clown horror for Guess What? You're Wrong for the month of October, because this is a great movie.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. They should have, because Spaceship got away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's why they got a game. Maybe we got to play the game and the game's actually part two. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? But that's it. That's the end of the movie. That's the end of this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. And now, I love this movie. Christine loves this movie. You can agree with us if you want to, but if you disagree, guess what?
Guess what?
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
And as we close out this episode, everybody have a good night. Sleep well. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
As we reluctantly bid adieu to the twisted carnival of horrors and the maniacal laughter echoing in the shadows, I hope your heart is still racing and your nerves are electrified. Clowns with their painted smiles and hidden malevolence remind us that terror can wear a colorful mask. Remember, in the circus of the macabre, the line between delight and dread is razor thin. Until next time, when we venture into the darkest corners of the human psyche once more, keep an eye on the corners of your vision and a flashlight close at hand, for you never know when the circus may return to town. Sleep with one eye open, dear listeners, and may your dreams be free of painted grins and red noses.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.